to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
This edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. We have made it to episode 50. Episode 50 of the Sports Report Podcast. Boy, we have come a long, long way. Guys, hit me up on Skype. If you, most of you do have my Skype ID. If you don't have it, Will Morgan 781. All my number is down right now, but hit me up on my Skype ID, Will Morgan 781. You have that, so you can hit me up there. How's everybody doing tonight? Hope everybody's having a good time. Got a lot to talk about this evening. Hey, Captain Underpants, how you doing in the chat? Jiving on rage is normal. Got a lot to talk about tonight. We have the couple of scores, couple finals in the NBA. The 76ers get back into that series with the Boston Celtics. They win that thing 103-92. Celtics still lead the best of seven series 3-1. And the Cleveland Cavaliers just disrespect the biggest frauds in basketball. That's right. I said it.
LeBron.
We got Doom on line number one. Doom, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. A little upset, but I'm all right.
We got the biggest frauds in basketball in the Toronto Raptors going down 128-93. It was a sweep. 4-0. And I was thinking about this today. Dwayne Casey's in trouble. You got to be. You get bounced out the playoffs once again. And it's kind of funny. No one else in the league is scared of LeBron except for the Raptors. Them baby Raptors. Them boys scared. We got LeBron James hitting 29 points, 8 rebounds, 11 assists. Jonas Valanciunas for Toronto, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists in that contest. Then you go to the 76ers and the Celtics. 76ers look like they finally want to play tonight. They get the win 103-92. Jason Tatum, though, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. That boy is something special. Dario Saric, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists for the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. It's good to see them get back in the series. Doom, do you think the 76ers has a chance to come back and at least tie that series up?
Nah, man. They just had one game. I don't know, man.
Tonight, Saric led the 76ers with 25 points. Joel Embiid, 15 points. TJ McConnell doing his thing off the bench, 19 points. Ben Simmons got you 19. J.J. Redick's got you 7. So, you know what, though? And Skip Bayless might be right when he says this. They might flow better with McConnell than they do Simmons at the point.
Yeah.
They might flow a little bit better. So, they get the win tonight. Richard Covington only had 3 points, though. You got to get more points out of Covington. You got to get more points out of Ivelosa. Those guys got to show up. Bianella got you 9, so that's about his norm. 1-for-3, he was 1-for-3-for-3. Hit all the free throws. So definitely, I'm hoping the 76ers can make this a series. I don't know if they can take this next game in Boston, though.
They still got pressure on them.
Yeah. It's nice to see them getting back in the series, showing a little bit of heart. Stuff we didn't see with the daggone Raptors. All right, before we get into anything else, we got a lot more to talk about. Big Ben and the Steelers. Big Ben's been crying like a little baby since they picked up a quarterback in the draft.
And what? I'm sorry, man. These damn star quarterbacks are getting on my damn nerves in the NFL. Dude, you've been in the league 14, 15 years. You're not going to be in that bitch forever, dog.
Right. Right. And you know the thing that kills me about Roethlisberger? He said
he was talking about retirement earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. He sure was. He sure was. Then you draft Mason Rudolph, then all of a sudden, oh, I plan to play 4 or 5 more years.
Yeah, kiss my ass. That's why I was.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Tonight wasn't so much indicative as the Cavs did roll. But, Doom, before you get on what you want to talk about tonight, I know you have a few things you want to bring up.
Yeah.
LeBron James had a buzzer beater in Saturday's contest. I don't know. The game was tied, so I don't think it was as special as it should have been, because even if this is a shot, you don't lose the game. You go to overtime. When Jordan hit that shot over Craig Elo, he doesn't hit that shot. Bulls going home. So,
yeah.
That's the big difference. But do you think LeBron could have narrowed the gap with Michael Jordan?
No. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Again, this is regular season. I don't understand how they just coming up with these damn stats. They're just trying to make it seem like he's up there on Jordan's level, which he's not. And second, Jordan didn't need ESPN to come up with new stat lines every time.
That is true. This is true.
Because it kills me, man. It's like, if you just sit back and watch, it's always, he's the first person to do this. He's the first person. And this is, it's getting so annoying.
Right. And the thing that kills me with all these networks, and I think the first network who did it was Fox, and you got ESPN and CBS Sports, trying to follow the same route. It's like LeBron's an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get it. I mean, is he the greatest of this era? Okay, if you want to say that, fine. I don't think so, but if you think he's the greatest of this era, fine. But why you gotta discredit Michael?
Yeah. You gotta tear down another man to put somebody else up.
Right. Michael should get half a Nick Wright's check. He should get half a Shannon Sharpe check.
He should get all of them Shannon Sharpe checks.
And he should get half of Colin Cowherd's check. He went on a soliloquy today. We need to stop romancing Michael Jordan. Look, damn it, I'm 40 years old. I'm 46. And he was the greatest player I've ever seen. And there's nothing LeBron can do to change that.
I mean, hell, they got, tell me if you got a gif or a meme of Michael Jordan flopping. That's all I got to say.
Right.
You're not going to find one.
Right.
Hell, the most you seen a Jordan in there is they're showing the old NBA. Hell, Jordan was in half the things fighting with people. You know what I'm saying? When the last time you seen LeBron James square up or get in somebody's face?
He too busy flopping.
Or if he's somebody get in his face, he look towards the ref. Ref, he in my face. So again, man, this dude is just a nowadays marketing campaign. That's all it is.
Yeah. You got to put down Jordan to do it. I think it's just ridiculous. I think it's really just ridiculous. If you want to, again, you want to say LeBron is the greatest player, he's the GOAT, that's your opinion, that's your right. But don't do what Nick Wright does. Don't do what Shannon Sharpe does. Don't do what Colin Cowherd does. They go out their way to discredit that man.
Because the argument before Michael Jordan, you never heard them putting out any of the greats before then.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
You never hear it.
Nope. Sure don't. I mean, those three guys ain't got two good words to say about Michael Jordan. So, all right, now let's go ahead and get into what you want to talk about today. You saw something on First Take today that I know you want to share.
He might be a candidate for Bitch of the Week.
Yes,
this one damn Stephen A. Smith. I'm sitting here watching the show today, and he wants to take some shuttles. Say that. Oh, the reason Kevin Durant's not the number one player in the world is because he needs somebody like Draymond Green to push him to get his killer instinct. I'm sorry. I thought that's what teammates are for.
Right.
It, you know, not everybody had the Jordan or Kobe mentality. But also, people didn't want to play with. People might have wanted to play with Jordan and Kobe, but they kind of hated playing with Jordan and Kobe. Never really heard his teammate say, i.e., it was fun playing with him.
Right.
Durant, the reason he left OKC was because he got tired of Westbrook.
Yeah.
So, Stephen A. Smith thinks he's slick, always throwing subtle shade and act like people not paying attention.
True that.
That's my own issue.
Yeah. And he never said that about LeBron. LeBron nope. created the first. He created the first super team.
Mm-hmm.
He created the very first one.
He bounced around all this other stuff, but again, Durant left OKC because he just got tired of Westbrook.
Right.
And they're demonizing him. It's like, look how bad Westbrook got bounced out of the champion.
Sure did. Sure did. I didn't expect that to happen either with Utah. Utah was solid, but dang.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Speaking of the Warriors, what are you thinking about the Warriors right now? Are they on their way to the Western Conference Finals?
Yes, sir, man. They finna put whatchamacallit out tonight. I mean, tomorrow.
I think they're
gonna get a gentleman's sweep. They're not gonna play around with the Pelicans. Because the issue was they took them a little bit granted in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But the big issue was. They were trying to bully the Warriors, and I also almost was about to give Rajon Rondo a damn bitch of the week because the stuff he was doing on the court, which they didn't bring up on none of these sports shows, was that they're too busy got LeBron James nuts in their mouth. You know what Rondo did to Steph Curry, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that should have been big news, man. That's dirty. And that should have been brought up. But when LeBron, when Draymond Green and LeBron got at it, oh, that was all over the news.
Yeah. It was. What do you think about Charles Barkley going off on Draymond like that?
Well, he didn't apologize. Sometimes Charles Barkley just runs off at the mouth too much.
I think he does too.
What about Draymond Green getting the death threat from some punk ass comedian?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Who?
You didn't hear? Oh yeah, Draymond Green got a death threat from a damn Pelicans fan.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was a comedian trying to make a joke about something about shooting or something. It hit the news, but again, this is the this is why I have issue with a lot of these sports journalists now, man. They don't cover real stories, man. They'll like I was talking to you offline about, they'll they'll rather cover this Kanye West stuff instead of stories about, like I said, Draymond Green gets a death threat over basketball.
But I don't understand why, and you're right, we did talk about this the other day. I just don't get why ESPN in particular. The anthem protests, I get it, because the anthem protests are a part of sports. I get that. I understand that, whether you support it or not. It's a part of sports that has to be touched upon. It's in the news again this week. But I don't understand why ESPN, First Take in particular, feels they have to be a political barometer. You're there to talk sports. Leave it at that.
And they barely talk about sports. And now this has been my argument the whole time, that i.e. your boy Max Kellerman and them, they'll be quick to take a pop shot at this, but if you watch the show, they don't even cover everything that happens that weekend in sports.
Right.
And that's annoying, man. It's like, yo, okay, so they'll cover the Cavaliers. I'm not saying a bias to that, but they won't talk about Utah, Houston, or some of these other things.
Right.
They just don't. And it's just annoying, man.
It is. Ooh, shoot. But ESPN got one thing right. Cavs sweep Raptors on May 7th for the second straight year. Yeah, man. Casey gone. I feel sorry for Casey. I feel sorry for Terry Scott's up in Portland. But hey, I don't know if it's y'all. I don't know if it's necessarily a GM. But y'all got some issues. And
yeah,
they need to fix it. Let me go real quick. We can see one thing. I'm wanting to go ahead and... All right, let's go ahead and go over the baseball scores real quick. Then we get into some more topics. Astros, middle of the fifth, are beating the Oakland A's 11-0. Middle of the fifth as well. Nationals and Padres tied at 1. Then we got some finals. Philly over the Giants, 11-0. Final, my Mets, Phil Ray, our Mets got a win over the Reds, 7-6. Those boys are 18-5 overall, 18-15 overall, 11-5 away. Beat the Reds tonight, 7-6. The Twins beat the Cardinals, 6-0. The Rangers beat the Tigers, 7-6. And in the last final, the Cubs, Chicago Cubs, get a win over the Marlins, 14-2. Damn. Bats were popping. Bats were extremely popping. All right. I want to go back to the NBA for a quick second on something else I had an issue with the association. Clippers are poised to extend a contract to Doc Rivers. Why are you beating a dead horse?
I don't know.
It wouldn't have been me. Look, and I get it. You may think the coaching carousel is dry, but Mark Jackson is still out there.
Yep. Another reason I've been having the issue is a lot of these shows talking about the hiring of David Fizdale. Because, you know, I like to know what you think they should go with a strategy or where they need to go to for New York.
Mm. I thought Mark Jackson would have been a better hire. I thought Mark Jackson would have been a better fit. Yeah. My issue with Fizdale, you had an issue with Marcus All in Memphis and got fired for benching him.
Well, I've heard it was some more stuff that came out from that. Let me go and pull that up.
Okay.
They had an actual report about what happened from it was somewhere I was reading about it that it was some other stuff that came up with it. So Fizdale kind of got the raw end of the deal. Let me see.
And while we're talking about coaches, and you're looking for that, Stan Van Gundy and the Detroit Pistons part ways today. So that's another opening for Mark Jackson, who might be able to get in there. I just think Mark Jackson shouldn't be held out of the coaching carousel. I really don't think he should. I think he's a great coach. He built Golden State. Say what you will about Steve Kerr, and I'm not taking anything away from Steve Kerr. I'm not taking anything away from Steve Kerr at all. He may go in the Hall of Fame as a coach, but Mark Jackson did a great job in assembling that team and giving them that nucleus. And he shouldn't be out the league. He should be coaching in the league. I understand you have an announcing gig or play-by-play gig or whatnot, and that's probably a little bit peachier, but I really would like to see Mark Jackson come back as a coach.
Well, some say, I think, what David Fizdale says, like Yahoo Sports says to Marc Gasol, I get it. You want Greg Popovich, and I want LeBron James. So basically, you know, Marc Gasol's getting older, so he just probably ran to ownership and was like, yo, this dude got to go. But I can see what Fizdale was saying, you know, we need this, and, you know, Memphis is getting old.
Right. Memphis had the squad for a minute, though.
Yeah, they're getting older now.
Yeah. half that team for the successful playoff ones, pretty much gone. Zach Randolph's a king. He's gone. I'm shocked they're holding on to Marc Gasol the way they are. I thought they'll trade him by now and start rebuilding, but they didn't. So we shall see. All right. Want to talk about Lamar Jackson for a second. He got picked up by the Baltimore Ravens in the draft. How long do you think it'll be before Lamar Jackson replaces Joe Flacco?
Soon enough.
I think when... Because if you look at Joe in the regular season, he's a much different quarterback than he is during the playoffs. I think if he's not playing well, second, third game, Baltimore might give him a short hook and put Lamar Jackson in right off the rip.
Hell, Joe Flacco been stealing money for these last couple years.
Yeah, he has. He hasn't been very, very good at all over the past few years. Not since that Super Bowl run, which he got that big contract for. So we'll see what happens. Sticking with the NFL, Jason Witten officially retires. What does that mean for the Cowboys?
They're going to suck even worse.
I think that, A, what does Witten have left to offer you outside of leadership in the locker room?
Uh-huh.
He's going to get you, what, 4 or 5 touchdowns, about 600, 700 yards receiving. He's going to catch pretty much anything you throw to him. But when it comes to the yards after the catch, when it comes to the yak, that's when his production will suffer. Plus, they're running a football team anyway, so he'll be more asked to block now with Dez gone than ever.
Yeah.
So, you really trust Allen Hurns as your primary receiver? Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Let me see. LiAngelo Ball is not going to be invited into the 2018 NBA Draft Combine. How bad did their father mess these boys up?
They suck. he messed them up bad. You know, he just... Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
I think he really messed him up too. Now, pull him out of college. You know, you let him go through whatever punishment. Keep these boys in school. And now, the youngest, he can go back to high school, but he can't play ball.
I know, man. I don't even know why you brought them up. I ain't thought about them dudes and.
If ever.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, it looks like the Patriots are going to be in sound position to compete this year. First, you get a confidence boost saying, well, Brady confirming he'll play this year. And now, Pat's willing to restructure Gronk's contract in 18. So, it looks like they're going to have Gronk back. So it looks like they're going to be at full strength and try to get to the big game again.
What's different, man? They got a slack ass division.
They do. They do. Man, they really do.
You know, you'll have rage and, as long as we got Brady and stuff. But, you know, how old is Brady? Would be 42?
Yeah, I think something 39, 40, somewhere in that range, yeah.
He might get hurt this season. You can't keep rolling the dice. Father Time is undefeated.
Yep.
Never know, he might disappear off the fame, man. You know, Thanos might snap his fingers.
See? Oh, man. You know, LeBron, he owns Toronto now. You know that, right? He owns Toronto. He the king of Akron and the king of Toronto.
He's an apex predator, but again, you just don't understand. They coach.
Yeah.
They coach is retarded. I mean, you can't. You know, I just know I didn't understand their coaching's philosophy in this playoffs, man.
I don't get it either. I don't get it either. Before that great last shot went up by LeBron, the buzzer beater, you think you'll send two people down to double him. Even trap him full court-wise if you have to.
Not that they had him trapped. But that goes to coaching, man.
Yeah.
You know, when you're playing basketball and you're down, why are you trying to shoot threes? Shouldn't you keep pressing the ball? They miss the ball, go up, get you a 2-point. They won't do none of that stuff. They sitting here, dude has open, they'll be having open looks and they pass the ball. It's like, why are you passing the ball? You got a damn free shot, take it. Uncontested, you might hit the three. I just didn't understand how the hell Toronto play basketball. They coach need to go and Drake need to go.
Drake. Oh my goodness. That whole incident with Drake and Kendrick Perkins had me rolling. Drake, you don't want none of Kendrick Perkins. That's a bro. That's a bro.
Nah. Like I said, Drake is who started the problem, man. He's going around starting stuff with people.
Right.
This ain't the rap game, man. Some of these dudes is bruisers.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All right, before we get on out here tonight, I got a few more things we're going to cover up. Playoff hockey. The Capitals beat the Penguins 2-1 in overtime. Cats dropped the Penguins in overtime to advance to the conference finals. Third, and in the third period, the Predators beat the Jets 2-0. They got a stoppage right now for icing, so that should be underway in a minute. I need Rage here to go over this hockey month. I need Rage here to go over this hockey. But he won't do it. He's scared. I think Rage is scared to come on.
Probably.
I think he's scared. All right, Dez Bryant. Why do you think no one signed Dez Bryant as of yet, my friend?
Because he ain't did shit in the last 3 years.
Yeah. I think that's the case, too. But I do think that if a primary receiver gets hurt, I think that's the way most teams will go for that player's replacement. For injury. So I definitely think you'll see that. All right. Anything else you want to cover before we roll out for the night, man?
Nah, I'm good, man.
Really got to roll to work. Oh, a couple other things. Panthers signed former running back from the Denver Broncos, C.J. Anderson, to a 1-year contract. Good move for Carolina. They're getting him as he's coming off his first 1,000-yard season. The Saints released veteran tight end Kobe Fleener. Can we say bust? And, of course, Matt Ryan signs a huge contract extension to stay with the Atlanta Falcons. You think that's a good move, man?
Hey, man, that's whatever they want to do, man. You know you can't sit here and pay these quarterbacks all this money and expect to have you a good team.
Only thing that scares me, though, when people get the money, sometimes they revert back to just being terrible.
Well, of course. Dude, I'm getting paid $30 million.
Oh, man. It's been a crazy day. We'll see what happens in the NBA in the up-and-coming weeks. Let me see. There's one more. So Earl Thomas, safety for the Seattle Seahawks. He's been... They are unsure when he'll report as he's skipping OTAs, off-season training activities, which he's got every right to do as long as he shows up for the regular season. And finally, Doom, I want to ask you this. I want to know if you think the NFL is copping out. NFL reportedly may make standing for anthem a team-by-team choice. Well, what do you think about that?
I think you should be able to stand for the anthem because it's just 2 minutes. It's not like it happened every day. It's a, how do you say, informal courtesy.
Right.
If you can't do it for 2 minutes, you know, you can put your differences aside for 2 minutes. That's all people are asking. But see, I know it's been this big thing about is it right and all this other stuff. At the end of the day, these owners are going to put pressure on these players because people are not watching the NFL no more.
Yep.
And now money starts to hit. It's not going to hurt these. This year might hurt a little bit, but then that in the coming, within the next 5 years, the revenue is going to be down 10 or 15%, that's a lot of money, dog. And it's going to hurt these players.
Yeah, it is.
And I think they're just too stupid not to understand how simple economics go.
I do agree wholeheartedly with that. Nope, that is it from me. All right, guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook under the Sports Report Facebook page. Follow all the social media pages for EM Radio. Follow Turnbuckle Throwbacks. They have a Facebook, that Facebook page. I don't know. I know we do Turnbuckle Throwbacks. The Rant does. Surfer got a page. For What Are You Reading? Does he have a Facebook page for What Are You Reading?
I think he does.
Okay. Okay, definitely follow.
You just look for Jimmy Harvey.
Yeah. Jimmy Harvey. Look for him. Definitely check that out. All right, tomorrow night we got the Shining Wizards episode 369 of the Shining Wizards will be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. EST. Then right afterward we got the Rant with Double A and Tony C at 9 p.m. EST. Then we move on to Rent and Wrestling Thursday night at 9 p.m. EST. Then we have Turnbuckle Throwbacks. That'll be Friday night at 9 p.m. EST. And then we have the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. And that'll be Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern EST. That's one of my good friends, YouTuber would say. And then it'll be this fine show, the Sports Report Podcast, 11:15 p.m. Eastern Time, right after Monday Night Raw. Anything else, my dude?
Nah, I'm good, man.
Thank you for calling in, as always. We appreciate you, man. We got everything wrapped up. Thank you guys for all the support and all the downloads you've been giving us. Some great feedback, too. So I want to say thank you to all you guys for that. And we'll see you guys next week. Everybody take care.